YBA Podcast.
All right, welcome to the XYBA podcast. This is episode 6. Today it is me and Andy working the microphones.
That's right. We're like professionals because we have two people and two mics.
Yep. So this should be the best sounding XYBA podcast you've ever heard.
There's a dog over there going through your backpack.
Oh, crap, watch out because he might pee on it.
Hey.
Because he marks stuff.
Is there
a chinchilla or something like that?
Mark me, dog.
All right, we'll guess we'll start it off. Games that you're playing?
I am currently playing Guitar Hero 2. My roommate actually bought it. I wasn't that into it at first, but now I'm starting to get a little bit more into it. I don't see being able to go past medium, though, because 3 buttons I can handle. 4 buttons is pushing it. 5 buttons, too many. I can only play like I'm in the band Presidents of the United States. They only had 3 strings on their guitars.
Have you seen that guy, the video with the guy who did the Halo song to it?
No.
Because the Halo 2's got like a really nice lead guitar with some nice shredding solos on it, and so somehow he got it to work along with it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be, I thought there might be like a jam session or something where you can just play whatever.
Yeah.
There's not, that I can tell.
Now I saw that, you know, the whole big old thing with the Guitar Hero 1 songs coming out. Are those online? Because I hear a lot of stuff people saying they're online.
I don't know. There are 3 packs of songs online right now. They're 500 Microsoft points each.
Maybe that's what they mean by pack. Online. You can get
I think
them
there's,
online.
Yeah, I think there's 3 songs per pack.
Cool.
But I don't know where they're from because I didn't play Guitar Hero 1. I'm also playing Lord of the Ring Online. The beta ends. The game actually comes out Tuesday. And I actually pre-ordered it because I figured I like it enough to pay for it and play it for a few months more.
And it'll run on your system?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
No problems there.
I guess the games I'm playing is the same old stuff. A lot of Halo 2. Try to get back into the Splinter Cell. Couldn't. I don't know what it is about that game. It just doesn't feel like Splinter Cell. And that's all I've been playing is Halo 2. Try to download the maps. It was hellish, but finally got them on there, but I got nobody to play with until they move them into matchmaking.
Fun. Oh, I also downloaded 2 demos last night. I downloaded Command & Conquer 3 demo and the Monster Madness demo. Monster Madness, I had no real interest in it before, and after playing the demo, I still have no real interest in it.
I played the Boom Boom Rocket, downloaded that demo. It was interesting. It wasn't, like, extreme fun, but... It was entertaining for a demo.
The Command & Conquer demo I thought was pretty good. I mean, it clocks in at like a gig.
Yeah, it was huge.
But it's fun. It's been a long time since I played a Command & Conquer game, so I didn't know if I'd really be into it. And I didn't really even feel like playing it last night, but I just put it on, played the training and one of the missions that you can play. And I might actually get it when it comes out next month, because it seems weird to me, though. I don't know. I know you played it. When you see the video... Does it seem weird to you watching people do... Because, like, they have actors that you recognize. Like, they have a lot of actors in CNC3.
Uh-huh.
There's, like, people from Battlestar Galactica, people from Lost.
Don't watch
there's
any
people
of those
from Starship
Firefly.
Troopers. I don't think Firefly. But it's weird to me because I remember playing these games as kids and seeing the video and thinking that the video parts seemed fake.
Uh-huh.
And they still seem that way. Like, when I'm watching
them. Even with real people?
Yeah. I mean, there were real people in the old Command & Conquer games, too. But it just seems fake to me. And I know the actors do good jobs in other things I've seen them in, so I don't know if it's just poor script writing for them or it's the way it's shot. I don't know what the deal is.
They're like, one take, that's it. That's all we got time for you guys in the studio.
But, yep, that's about it for right now.
Yeah, I dig that Command & Conquer. I didn't play a lot of real-time strategy games on PCs, and it feels the same with a controller. I'm still confused. There's a lot of hectic stuff going on.
Yeah, it's definitely easier to play it on a computer, but it's not too bad. I mean, I played one of the other CNC expansions on the PS1 before. Once you get used to it, it's not too bad.
And I also downloaded that demo, Def Def Jam icon. A little weird. Yeah, fighting game.
I downloaded that one a long time ago. I'm not a fan.
And I beat that new Super Mario Brothers on the DS. Took only a week. Smashed it up. Bell and Tori still haven't beaten it. So now they're using my profile and doing stuff with it.
That sounds strange.
I want to move on to some news.
Sure. All right, what we got? Red versus Blue, only going to 100 episodes, is actually kind of a little bit old news. It was announced on April 1st, so some people were unsure if it was true or not, but that was actually their like 4-year anniversary or something.
So why are they going to cut it off at 100 when Halo 3 is supposed to have these really great camera toys that you can play with?
They'll probably just do a different storyline.
Okay.
I don't think they're stopping production like altogether. They're just wrapping
just
it up.
Just that arc?
Yes. They're wrapping up Red versus Blue. They're like, all right. I mean, it's the fourth or fifth season. I can't even remember. I'm actually sponsor on their website. Like, I pay them and I download the high quality videos and stuff, but I really haven't watched that much of this season. I need to one day because I have them all sitting on my hard drive, but mostly I just read there. They do a webcomic now. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I like their one for Fear.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty funny. There are other ones I couldn't really get into.
I like the Strangerhood. They did the Strangerhood one season, which I thought there was going to be multiple seasons, but so far only one. So, but yeah, I wouldn't say that Rooster Teeth is done producing videos and such, but they're just saying Red versus Blue, 100, that's good enough.
And that well, it's like in a couple of weeks, right, that it'll be done?
I think so.
An episode a week?
Yeah. Something like that. Other news. You're going to have to talk about this tilting.
So, Microsoft said before that they weren't going to get into the motion controller. Well, apparently they've partnered with Talus Moon to bring motion controls to the Xbox 360. And they have a video of it up on YouTube, so
this is just the thing where, like, you tilt the controller and it affects.
Yeah, kind of like Six Axis, so.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're getting into that market.
I think they should just leave it alone.
Yeah, because the Wiimote is unique in the fact that it's almost like a light gun. Having a tilt controller is not going to compete with that at all, so they're just wasting their time.
Well, isn't that what PS3 has something like that on theirs? Is that what the deal is?
I don't know why they're going there. It's retarded.
Yeah. I don't need more complicated maneuvers that I can't do.
And Charlie was saying he hardly ever uses it, like, on his PS3 for games that you can use it, like Motocross and stuff like that. He says it's harder to control them that way, or it takes some use to getting used to, so he doesn't even bother. Old school's the way for him.
Yep. Windows Vista out there. Not selling well. Dell is actually, I don't know if you saw this, Dell has stopped just only offering Vista because so many people wanted XP that now they offer their new computers with either Vista or XP, depending on the customer.
Yeah, and I saw this thing that said Microsoft is putting a limit on that. They can only do that up to the end of this year. Then after that, they have to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Microsoft does not like that because they want to sell their new product, of course.
Funny, it's like give the customers what they want. They want XP, let them have XP.
Microsoft says no. You get what we want you to have. Somewhat related news. There's a financial analyst says that Microsoft has lost $5.4 billion on console gaming and should just give up. They say they're doing it from a purely financial standpoint, and they're saying it's not good for the stockholders. It's ridiculous. They shouldn't be doing it. But then I've read other analysis who look at this and say, it's not all about money. It's about building the brand and all that stuff. And that really Microsoft is hoping that pushing their 360 will actually help with Vista, which is their big profit, because then you can do your cross-platform gaming with Vista and the 360.
They can sell more Zunes, squirt some stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, no.
So basically, I guess Microsoft is weird that in other places like Sony, they have the different companies that do it. Microsoft has it all under one roof, just different divisions. So then, like, things like look bad for the division that does the 360, but in their plan, it actually helps other divisions within their corporation.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. And I hear from you that Halo 2 has the Vista achievements posted.
Yeah, yeah.
What is a flaming ninja?
That's one of those viral ones where somebody's going to have the flaming ninja and you've got to kill them. And then you'll get the achievement. And if somebody kills you, they get the achievement. And that's the only way to kill it, get it, is if you kill somebody and go online and kill somebody who has it.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that before in the game Small Arms, I think, Xbox Live Arcade. You have to defeat somebody who's defeated somebody who defeated somebody, you know, somebody who was on, it starts with originally the people who made the game.
Yeah, which is cool, because they said it spread like wildfire. It was amazing how quickly, like, people were just grabbing that achievement.
That's because people who make the game suck.
It would be cool, though, if whoever came out with the Flaming Ninja first, whoever they attached it to, was like a level 50 Halo player, and they made it impossible for anybody to get it, just to piss people off for a while. Or they never went online.
I don't know if that would be cool. But we gave it to one guy. He doesn't have an Xbox Live account.
Yeah.
Halo 3 beta. I'm sure pretty much anybody who's interested already knows, but May 16th through June 6th. Three maps.
Three weeks.
3 weeks. And you were mentioning before that you originally thought that might be too short to find exploits, but tell me your story about the new maps on Halo 2.
Well, the new maps on Halo 2 came out Tuesday, and on Tuesday people found exploits where they could get outside the map. And apparently if you get outside the map, there's supposed to be this thing that kills you instantly, but people are finding ways around it. So people are actually able to snipe from outside the maps. They're already found glitches in the game. And it was just less than a day old.
And you couldn't even download the map until
10 days later. Yeah, I couldn't download until yesterday. And I haven't been able to play because I don't have any friends who are playing Halo 2 or have that map. So I'm lonely.
But one thing that might help that I can maybe go get the maps with. Do you remember back a few months there was a rewards challenge from Old Spice?
That I never completed.
It ends April 22nd.
Which is tomorrow.
Which Sunday. Is tomorrow, yes. But for those of us who did complete it like a long time ago and forgot about it, like me. Redemption codes have apparently been online. Like originally when I first completed it, just put down the five things that I won under my rewards, and that was it. And so I was like, what's the deal? And when I tried to find out about some of it, they said, oh, you can't get it until after the contest is over, like the physical things. Well, it turns out that probably about a month or so ago, mm-hmm. they actually went on there, and stuff that you can download, they put the codes on. So I went on there today and was able to download my Contra and gamer picture in my 200 Microsoft points. So I've got some extra points to spend. Maybe I'll spend them on Halo 2 maps.
Can't use Microsoft points on it, though.
Isn't that what you use?
No, you have to pay them $4 directly from a credit card.
They're not doing Microsoft points?
No, because it's tied into the old Xbox engine.
Bah, stupid old Xbox engine.
So, yeah. Because that's what a lot of people are complaining about, too. They're like, well, my parents won't give me my credit card number.
My parents won't give me their credit card number either.
I've taken it to the next level. All right, look at that.
Did you win?
No, I haven't won. I don't even know how to check where.
It's under rewards. Let's see where it says my Xbox rewards.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, you're still in the challenge because you haven't finished it yet. See, on there it says April. See, it says right there February 7th to April 7th, but then down there it says before April 22nd.
So, yeah, maybe I'll go out and get a King Kong and beat that. I think I should be good, hopefully. If not, then too bad. So sad for myself.
But yeah, EA Sports. Any of their games, pretty easy.
So the Halo 3 maps, I was thinking, if they're going to, I bet the testing is all for dedicated servers, and the reason I think it is because if they do build in that camera functionality into the game, how are you going to have it rewind if there's lag? So on my screen, if I'm shooting somebody and they're not really there, when I go to watch the video, how's the video going to correct for that? Because then you'll see somebody getting shot and not dying. And so I'm betting dedicated servers.
Dedicated servers would be very nice.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's a new concept.
No, yeah, no. And it would help with cheaters and... What's this dog doing? Help with cheating and people exploiting the stuff. No more host advantage. Not that there was a big one in Halo, but...
Swords.
Yeah, with swords and shotguns, but...
Yeah, anytime you were in the stupid... Whenever it'd pick randomly, everybody has swords.
yeah.
I hated that.
It's good times.
Except then everybody starts sidestepping to the right. Well, zoop, zoop.
And what else would they be testing for? It's like...
I think one thing about betas... Number one, it's... A lot of these open betas anymore that are online are really stress tested to make sure that everything works right. You know, it's more... They get all the main bugs by that point. It's the same way with the Lord of the Rings Online when they opened it up to public beta. That's just stress test, making sure that they can handle all these people. And the other reason really is free advertising.
Yeah.
People play it and they say, I really like this game. But of course you have to have a good game, because I've played betas of games where I'm like, this game blows and I will not buy it.
So then we got to wait the stretch from May all the way until whenever, which is probably November, for the game to actually come out.
Yeah.
But I'll probably record some of my games just to... You know, go back and look at it and be like, oh, yeah, I remember those days.
Do we have to sign a non-disclosure for that, or that, since that's...
Seriously doubt that. That'd be a pretty big one to cover.
Yeah. Because there's, what, 30,000, 40,000?
At the least, yeah.
Guitar Hero 3. Coming late 2007 for all consoles. Wireless guitar and online play. Sounds like your dream version.
And it's even coming out on for the DS, too.
Does it have a really small guitar for that?
Yep, they're going to have this tiny guitar.
Like this? This is the world's smallest violin playing for you?
Comes with a guitar strap and a foot pedal, too. But it's funny, because I was talking to Charlie about it during lunch, and I was like, so they can't do multiplayer online for Guitar Hero 2, but they can for Guitar Hero 3? What bug did they fix? And I think the whole reason they didn't put that plus the wireless guitar in Guitar Hero 2 is just so they could make a Guitar Hero 3. Because why would you buy it if that stuff was already built in? All you really want is the new songs.
And you can download those.
Yeah, so it's just a good way to sell more peripherals and stuff.
Real question, will the old guitars work for Guitar Hero 3?
I'm pretty sure they will. Otherwise, they're going to piss off a lot of people.
I like the guitars. I don't know if you've played with them for the 360. They're a lot better than I thought they'd be.
Yeah.
Because you can actually use it just as a controller. Like, it's got, you know, the different... it's got the buttons. They're color-coded, so they're the same as whatever they were on the regular controller. It's got the Jewel, so you can go to Xbox Live. It's got Start. It's even got a place on the bottom where you can plug your headset in.
Oh, yeah.
So you can chat to people while you're playing.
But you can't play against them.
No.
I just want to play it and get so good that, like, when people come over, I play without looking at the screen. I, like, turn my back to the TV and just play that way.
We all have dreams, Josh. We all have dreams.
I'll play it behind my back and stuff. That way I'd look pretty tight.
Yeah, I'm never going to get that good on it.
Just give it time.
No.
I hear the leaderboards are pretty sick, too. Like, people are just already, like...
I haven't looked at them, but I believe it.
Points. Millions.
Yeah, there's, like, things on there that I think are impossible, like 1,000 notes in a row streak.
Oh, man.
I got 100. I'm pretty happy with that.
Done.
Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about Virginia Tech shooting. Jack Thompson and both Dr. Phil blamed video games for the shooting. And one thing I found interesting is that Jack Thompson blamed violent video games before they even figured out who did it.
Yeah.
He just came out, like, as soon as it happened, was like, violent video games are the reason. And now it's coming out that Yeah, Thompson, after they found out who it was, Thompson said that the guy obsessively played Counter-Strike. He didn't even own a TV or any games or any gaming systems.
Yeah, because they searched his dorm room or whatever.
Yeah, everybody who they've talked to has said that they've never seen him play a video game.
I like your note here. And who plays Counter-Strike anymore?
That's true. I mean, that game is old. Why would you pick Counter-Strike?
Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's just, I mean, it's ridiculous that it was just knee-jerk reaction. Like, as soon as it happened, don't know who did it, violent video games.
I blame the midgets when it happened.
I mean, obviously, a horrible incident, but
it wasn't that bad.
He was crazy. I mean, there's documented proof that there was all kinds of problems with the guy.
And all because he played Super Mario and Pac-Man. Those violent, violent games. And Tetris. I hear that's what it was. It was Tetris that put him over the edge. He says, this
now
is giving,
just making stuff up.
This is giving me ideas. It's talking to me. All right.
No wonder Jack Thompson hates you.
He doesn't even know me.
No wonder I hate you. All right. Bungie's website. I actually finally logged onto it. I knew last time you mentioned that it was new. It's pretty slick.
Yeah, you like
it. I like it after you log in. It's got all the little things about you on there. I see that they're actually doing their own podcast soon. They're like, XYBA can't be the only competition out there. We're going to compete with them.
Yeah, ours will be better then. I mean, they got a whole sound studio in their office and stuff. So do we.
But they don't like to give away secrets.
Yeah.
And we love to give away secrets.
What's funny is they did one like probably 3 or 4 months ago. And they've yet to do one since. And they said they just don't have any time. So I emailed them. I said, hey, I'll cut it up for you guys. If you, because they said that was the hardest part, is just putting it all together. Never got a response back from Frankie. Asshole.
Shocking.
Yeah. It's because of the competition, then. They can't have me cutting up their audio. I might throw that theme song on there.
It's true. Let's do a little Xbox 360 Elite news. Apparently, at some stores, you can now buy one, even though it's not supposed to be released until April 29th. Apparently, Target is a main seller. A lot of problems with this lately, where games or systems or whatever are supposed to be released certain days, and these places are just selling them. They're just like, we got them. Here it is. Buy it.
That's crazy.
I haven't heard of them flying off the shelves, but apparently, if you go to the right store, you can buy one early. And in other news, some people have gotten a hold of one of the 120 gig hard drives and taken it apart to see why it costs $180. Because apparently Microsoft had told them that it's like external powered hard drive, blah, blah, blah. When they took it apart, it's actually just a laptop hard drive. They actually found, you know, they know what model it is and everything. Not externally powered, it's internal power, and it's only worth $100 if you bought it.
Yeah, but Microsoft has their technicians going in there, and they format it for us. And that's the hard part of installing a hard drive.
I mean, some people are mad, but I'm just like, did you expect them to sell it for the price that it costs them?
Have you not seen their memory cards? It's like, what, a 50 meg for $50?
Yep.
Now it's $40, so you're getting a deal now that the bigger one came out.
That is sweet chickens.
Yeah, sweet chickens. Who the hell would say that?
And finally, Xbox Live Pilot. We mentioned it briefly. I think Jeff mentioned it on the blog. Xbox Live Marketplace is teamed up with, I believe, the New York Film Institute, something like that. And they are accepting submissions up until sometime in June. I think June 29th. Let me pull that up.
I like how you didn't email me about this. But I saw you email Santana and Chris Williams.
Because I know that you see our website, so, or at least you should be reading what's on our own website. But yes, it's a contest. You submit a pilot. It's between a 5 and 15 minute pilot.
Wow, got a lot of content going through there.
Yeah, and whoever wins gets $100,000.
To make 6 more pilots?
To make 6 more episodes. And then those will be offered exclusively on Xbox Live Marketplace, and there'll be a screening at the 2007 New York Television Festival. I think we should get together.
Yeah, I'd like to. That'd be fun. I mean, we all do a lot of video work, so.
Yeah. I mean.
I don't see why we couldn't.
We're people who know people.
Yeah. We just need a script.
And we wasted a lot of money on all these toys. We might as well use them.
What toys are you talking about?
Cameras and.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Editing equipment, stuff like that.
I thought you meant like Xbox Elites.
No. So, yeah.
That rounds off the news?
I think so, unless you got anything you want to. Let me check my other site real quick. Make sure nothing's popped up in the last 10 minutes.
Red versus Blue, they're only going up to 100 episodes.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Not that website.
Damn.
Other websites that I steal from.
That's what I do. I think that's what everybody does.
It is. Well, I mean, the website I steal from steals from all these other websites.
Currently, Jack Thompson and Take-Two have buried the hatchet, and they're getting along, like, or they're dropping what? The suits.
I don't think that's getting along.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're dropping the suits, and there's some, like, stipulations to it, like Jack Thompson can no longer contact anybody from Take-Two. He has to contact the lawyers directly. He's still allowed to criticize the video games, but I guess he just can't sue without a... Some real reasons this time.
Real reasons.
Yeah. I saw that, the paper Xbox 360. Yeah. I was telling Charlie about that.
I actually, I printed it out last night.
Yeah,
and I cut it up. As soon as I get some glue, I'm putting that bad boy together.
You're going to make it where the thing slides out?
Yeah, I already did it.
What game's going to be in there?
Nothing.
Yeah. They going to hold one of those small CDs or anything?
No.
Should give that a try.
What we're talking about is somebody went through the trouble of going, they just took pictures of their 360, made PDF files, printed it out, put it together like a little model, and it's like a little, very small paper version of a 360 with a functioning tray and everything. And I actually went through the trouble last night, I was bored, printed it out, and as soon as I get some glue... That bad boy will be put together. All my super glue was dried out.
Nice.
But it's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah. I like it. And it's just weird when he puts his hand in the video and then you see it and you're just like, just seems like a monster attacking it.
Yeah, we'll put a little link onto the video so you guys can see what we're talking about.
And have you seen the video that one guy made, the Halo 1 versus Samus for Metroid?
No.
I'll bring it up after the show. It's pretty tight. This guy, he's a... 3D animation artists, and he hasn't been getting recognized for any of his stuff, so he thought, hey, good publicity would be to make anything with Halo in it, and it'll just spread like wildfire. And so he made this hilarious Halo Master Chief versus Metroid, and it's like the soundtrack to it is from The Matrix 2 Reloaded, and it's pretty awesome. The animation and stuff isn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of horrible looking animation, but like the body, the character's body motions and stuff is really good.
People like anything to do with Halo.
Yeah.
Because I know on my YouTube, I have like a little clip of just a Marine. Like one time I was working on a machinima that was just about the Space Marines. I just used to follow them around and record them. And I have one little clip of one that was voiced by David Cross sneaking up on a grunt and, like, karate chopping him in the back of the head and then, like, shooting his dead body. And that's got the most hits out of anything I have on there. And it's not like a ton. It's like 4,000, something like that.
Yeah, I get a lot of hits on my Phantom that's stuck in the bridge. Have you seen that? You've seen that one, right? Where somehow this Phantom got stuck on the end of the bridge in Metropolis on Halo 2. And I'm over there just walking around, like, just jumping on it and stuff, and finally it floats away after a while. People love it.
Craziness.
It's good stuff.
All right. Round table discussion. I believe we are talking about downloadable content some more.
And just basically how it has changed gaming. Like, games in particular, like... For example, Gears of War just recently came out with Annex. And I think Gears of War maybe came out with this a little too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they probably could have came out with this a year later and brought a whole, like, second wind to Gears of War. And because Annex is It's insane what they can do with a game with just downloadable content added to it.
Well, see, I think with Annex, I think that's really, if you were that Epic, you would see that it probably was something that they wanted to have in the
original
release, and they just ran out of time. So they were like, we'll just put it out later.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think it can prolong a game's life. I mean, there's probably other things they're working on that they plan on releasing down the line. Like, I know, like we mentioned before, that they have some more maps that they want to put out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But haven't yet.
It'd be nice, though, if they built more. It'd be nice if they took it to the next level and like, maybe a year from now, released Gears of War 1.5. And just to keep people interested in Gears of War, release, like, a couple more chapters in the thing. And just have it as a downloadable content for, like, $20.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll keep people at bay until Gears of War 2 comes out.
Well, since this is the first time we're podcasting since Annex came out, go ahead and explain Annex to people.
It's a download that you get for Gears of War. So anyways, no, it's a basically a King of the Hill type of scenario where each team, same maps, same weapons, each team is told where the hill is going to be. And the way it does is on your user interface, or not your user, your HUD will show the weapon. And if you know the maps well enough, you should, if you play the game, you'll know where certain weapons are. And it has a little arrow pointing to it, like, so you make sure you're going in the right direction. And you just basically stand in there, and there's a certain amount allotted time, 60 points for each hill that you stand in. And so you want to tick down the time, and that adds it to your team's points. And depending on what the person set it to, points can go from, like, 60 points to up to, like, 400 or some crap like that. And that's how you win the round. There's the ability now to you respawn, which we talked about, as well as you can jump in during player match games. People can just jump in at any time, so it's pretty cool. Like, you'll just have like three people playing. Next thing you know, while you're still playing, more people are just jumping into the game at once.
Cool.
And it's by far the best game that the best player mode that they have on there. It's a lot more interesting. The only big problem they should have fixed on there was you can only bleed out. Mm-hmm. So they should have made it so where you can get back up, or made it where the bleed out time is a maximum of 5 seconds. Because what people are doing is they'll set the bleed out time to 30 seconds. And
so still revive you?
Yeah, people can still revive you. But when you die, you don't instantly spawn back. What there is there's a constant clock running, and every 15 seconds, everybody spawns in at once. Well, people are setting these things to 30 seconds, so when they know your team is not going to be able to get to you, they just let you bleed out, and so instead of dying immediately, you're just sitting there waiting, and so it's kind of a cheap way. If they down all your men at once, they could just sit there, and for 30 seconds, you guys wouldn't be able to do anything. Mm-hmm. So I think Epic should probably go back in and make it a limit of 5 seconds, so you'll instantly die in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet. I've watched it played a number of times. I still haven't played Gears of War since February.
It brought a second wind to it. It was fun, but
yeah, I've seen my roommate play it a lot, and they are always yelling at each other when somebody goes down to let them, like, don't kill them, let them bleed out.
Yeah, and it's a big problem. They should definitely put that limit on there. Another problem is with that patch, It broke a lot of stuff. The host advantage seems to be bigger now. I've been playing a lot now, and it seems like I stick to everything. But when I host, I stick to nothing. And I think what's happening is it appears on your screen that you're not near the wall. But on the host side, you are near the wall. Mm-hmm. So you're sticking to it. And so it's causing a lot of problems. I don't think I'm ever going to play it again unless I'm hosting. Because, I mean, the difference is insane. It's like, I'll have my ridicule on somebody and they're standing still, and my ridicule will be white. Mm. And I'll be shooting him and nothing happens. So, they broke it with a new patch. But it's still a fun game.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the downloadable content definitely helps with the game's lifespan. Obviously, yeah. I mean, Halo 2 maps came out just this week, and that game came out, I don't know how many years ago.
Yeah, it's like 2.5 years ago, I think.
Something like that. I mean, I remember waiting in the parking lot at midnight to get the game.
Yeah, and it, and you go on Bungie.net, and you see how many people, you can see how many people are playing. It's like, they average about 8,000 people to 40,000 people a day. It's insane.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a spike after the maps.
Yeah.
Even though, as you said, they're not in circulation yet, but people like to play with them and exploit them.
And if, when I was downloading my maps, I couldn't download them, so I went onto the message boards and people were telling me different ways to try, and one guy suggested clearing the cache on your 360 and then deleting the old maps. So I went in there, deleted the old maps, cleared my cache, go to download the new maps, and I can download the maps that only have two in the pack, and then I tried to download that 5-1, and it wouldn't let me. Mm. And then I went to go try to purchase my other one, it wouldn't let me. Well, it let me purchase it, because I got a bill like that night saying, hey, Bungie's charged you $4 for the maps, and I'm like, I didn't even get my maps. So there was like all this talk about how to do it, all these backdoor ways, and
I think you've gotten burned with the backdoor ways before when you tried to do that with your Xbox rewards.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now on Bungie.net it says there are 49,154 players online in Halo 2.
That's crazy for a game that old. I was on there earlier today. But the Wii doesn't have a hard drive, so I'm wondering like if they will eventually come out with one, so they could I could see the Wii doing this for like their first party games and really expanding like extending the life of some of their games, and they should definitely do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I understand they put out a Mario game every 2 months, but they could extend that if they wanted to.
It's true. And it's a me, Mario.
It's just amazing. Like I said earlier about how Gears of War just—it wasn't just like more maps; it was just like a whole new game mode. And like we were talking about last time with Crackdown. They're saying they might do some more stuff with that.
Yeah.
Maybe add a new island or something. It's just like, that's amazing.
I know Shane is getting very upset with his Crackdown because he's still at 499.
We should invite him to this one.
Yeah.
So if Shane, you're listening to this, just come on down. We're off of South Point.
I talked to him on the phone right before I came down.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to invite him. Is it because he smells weird?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you also do the downloadable content for Oblivion, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do they normally do with that?
Well, that was... Well, I mean, I've done the minor quests and those. It's always Microsoft points, because that's through 360. And, you know, the little minor quests or castle or magic tower or whatever, those don't cost too much. Shivering Isles, which you can only get for the 360 as downloaded, is $30, something like that. But that added like 20 some odd hours to the game.
So it's almost like another 3/4 of
and
the
it's
game.
Fun. I enjoy it. I haven't played it a lot lately because there was a little bug with it. And basically, if you played it too long, it started destroying your game.
Oh, really?
Because there was some kind of error in it where there's like code that randomly generates what the other characters are doing when you're not near them.
Mm-hmm.
So because they always do stuff, even if you're not there. Like, they all have their own lives. Well, there's something wrong with the code, and it wouldn't clear itself out. So after a while, it would fill up, and basically all new items would start disappearing from the game. So they advised people to just, you know, give it a couple weeks until they patched it. And I think they fixed it, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
But so was it the same map? You just got new adventures?
No, there's actually... what happens is there's an island and there's a portal. Well, actually, I think the whole island just appears. It's a very small island, but there's a portal on it, and you go through it, and then you're in this other dimension. It's the dimension of the mad god. I can't say his name.
Yeah.
And he's like the king of the place, and everybody there is insane in one way or another. And I enjoy the insanity. Like the guy who tells you to kill him. Because he doesn't want to live anymore, but he doesn't want to commit suicide. But he doesn't want to see it coming. He wanted to look like an ex, and I just snuck up behind him and stabbed him in the back. He seemed happy with it.
What, do you have a smile on his face?
He says thank you as he's dying.
Thanks. It was worth it. All right, on to some games. Game advice you're looking forward to?
Knock it out. Go ahead.
All right, I'm looking forward to... I just want to try this, that the Xbox 360 is getting a dashboard update in May, and it's going to include the ability to instant message your friends who are on their PCs or Macs, and they're using their IM. And what they've done is they built this little keyboard that fits snugly in between the grips of the 360.
Yeah, it goes in like where the headset plugs in.
Yeah, which seems a little weird. Seems like a lot of weight for that little jack to be holding. So I'm hoping that like maybe there's some cups that go around and help snap into place. Because otherwise that thing's going to bend and break off in there. But yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how it works. See how it feels.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. I just want to try it out in the store.
Well, see, for me, I mean, that's great. Because, you know, the kids, they love those little keyboards. They got their Sidekicks and crap like that with the little... I've got a USB keyboard that I just plug into my 360 whenever I need plug type stuff in. It's a person-sized keyboard, so I don't have to get out my toothpick and push the buttons.
Or type with your thumbs. So there's going to be a lot of kids with broken thumbs. Hey, that'll put them at a disadvantage. Maybe they'll shut up now on Xbox Live.
I bet they won't.
Yeah. They'll be doing that crap where they sing, and then they start typing in the lyrics so you can see it. And I'm also looking forward to some bunch of DS games, like Jam Sessions, that guitar playing game that comes out from Ubisoft. Basically, you just strum the touchscreen and do different things on the directional pad, and you can actually make songs with it. Glory Days 2 on the DS. It's like this side-scroller RTS that also has elements of, like, remember that old arcade game, I think it was called like Chopter Lift or Copter Lift, where you're like this helicopter and you fly and you have to go rescue people, but then you get shot. Yeah, it's kind of like that, but at the same time you control an army and you help build an army, and it's a side scroller and the computer's on one side and you're on the other and you got to try to take over their turf. I saw the video for it and it looked fun and hectic and crazy. And another one I'm looking forward to is couple of zombie games, Touch the Dead on the DS, which is a zombie shooter on rails, and basically you just tap the zombie that you want to shoot, and he shoots it. I think it's got unlimited ammo, and you gotta, you know, tap the bullet to reload. It looks pretty fun. It kind of looks like they took the graphics from Resident Evil on the DS and applied it there. Cool. And the other zombie game is Possession by Blitz. I haven't heard of this, but apparently Blitz is putting it on hold.
Yeah.
And it's where you're a zombie and you gotta
infect other people, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I put some notes on there that Blitz has come out just recently in the last couple days because people have been in an uproar actually about this hold, and they say it's only temporary. They're just doing something real quick and then they'll be back on it.
And another one I didn't put on here is Left 4 Dead. Have you seen that yet?
No.
It's a co-op zombie game, first-person shooter. And it's kind of like those Half-Lives where, like, one guy can be the med person and an engineer and guys like that. But it's co-op, so I think it's up to, like, four people, and you just blast in zombies the whole way through. And the cool thing about it is there's no triggers or things on the maps to trigger when the zombie should come out. They said it's just an algorithm. It takes into account how well you're killing the zombies. So if you're not doing a good job, then it'll slow down sending the zombies at you. But if you are kicking ass, then it'll just send them by the waves.
Shouldn't it be the opposite? If you're kicking ass, then there should be less zombies to fight.
Yeah.
If you're sucking, you should be swarmed.
but it looks like a bad game, like a pretty cool. And it's the crazy zombies, the ones that run and jump and stuff.
The fast
like that.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Stupid fast zombies.
Vombies, if you will. I just coined that.
I won't.
I just coined it. So everybody starts saying it, Vombies.
Vombies?
For fast zombies. Vambies.
That's weird.
Your turn, Andy.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'm looking at the release dates here from EB Games, GameStop, you know, they're the same place.
Yeah.
Stop putting your mouth right on that. There's like, they have listed that there's like, let's see, 6 games coming out on May 1st. Except, and these are all for the 360. Except that there are 6 games I have never heard of in my life, and they have no pictures for them, so I don't believe them. But according to their thing, it looks like
massive. Called Halo 3.
It's called Sega Rally Revo, which sounds stupid. Shadow Clan, which apparently is some kind of ninja game. The Club, The Outsider, The Precursors, and Thesis.
So The Outsider, is that just one guy from The Outsiders? What's he doing?
He's like standing outside a window.
Yeah.
It's like a Peeping Tom game.
Oh, that's weird.
No.
Voyeurism?
Just kidding. I don't know. But like I said, it's weird that they have them listed, but I've never heard of it. Oh, and there's also Urban Mysteries. I missed that one.
Mm. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. So I don't know about those. But according to their website, Command & Conquer 3 will come out on the 8th of May. So I might pick that up. Because also according to their website, Mass Effect has been pushed back like a week or so, which angers me because I was hoping for its original date of June 5th because I'm actually going to be at my parents' house and I needed something to do for those 2 weeks.
Instead of visiting your parents?
Yes. So I'll need something else to do, so maybe Command & Conquer 3 will do it. And Shadowrun looks like it's been pushed up a week.
Oh, wait. Halo's going to be run until June 6th, so you're not going to be...
I'm going to miss those last couple days.
Oh, God. I don't even know you. I don't even know who you are.
Well, I mean, I might be able to play a little bit. But at least one of those days, I'll be driving.
I'll be
16 hours.
I'll be moving, so I won't be able to get as much FaceTime in there as I'd like.
According to EB Games, so Shadowrun actually coming out at the end of May instead of June, like it originally had said.
Oh, cool. Been hearing a lot of good things about that game. Not graphic-wise, but fun-wise.
Yeah, like I said last podcast, it looks like it's a lot of fun. Game-wise, could be better, but...
Yeah. It could have been polished a little bit.
Yeah. All right. I think you have your thing out of order anyways. I think this is supposed to go after rants. Are we supposed to do rants first?
Are we? I don't ever change those. Oh, yeah, because I got outro music first. All right.
Yeah, that's about it. The darkness still looks good, but who knows?
Yeah, I saw some video for that. There was that one trailer where it's like the opening scene, driving in the car, but then I actually saw some gameplay.
Yeah.
It almost looks like Fear.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be good, but I'll get it, just I don't know when.
Yeah.
Because that comes out when I'm actually probably be in Illinois at that time. And they don't have very good stores where I'll be.
What?
It's true.
They don't have none of those fidget games there?
Nope.
We got some Sega Genesis. I don't know if they talk like that in Illinois.
No.
Fighting Illini.
It's Illini.
Illini.
Let's go on to some rants.
This
I got a little rant.
Ranting zone. Ranting zone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll throw some music.
I just wonder about some of these franchises. When is enough enough? You know, obviously... For game companies, they're making money. They're going to keep making the game. But some of these games, like GTA 4, I'm fine with that. That's coming out.
Wait, I see on this list GTA 4, MK, Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see no Mario on there. There's a franchise that's overdone.
Well, see, I don't pay attention to Mario, so I have no idea. I know he's in, like, everything, but I don't really pay attention to him.
No.
My real thing, well, I put Mortal Kombat
on
there.
Sorry to throw you off there.
Because Mortal Kombat, recently there was a thing released where the creators are saying that the next Mortal Kombat is going to be really realistic and none of this cartoony, jokey stuff anymore. I'm like, what? Why do I want it to be realistic?
So there will be no, like, fatalities?
I guess not. I guess they're going for a grittier, edgier fighting game. And I'm just like, Mortal Kombat first came out, I think, when I was first in college, which would have been around 93, maybe.
Mm-hmm. No, it was before that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because I think it was like it was around 91 or 92.
It's very possible.
Because I remember playing on the Game Boy in green.
But I'm just saying, I mean, number one, haven't we had enough? I haven't touched the last 10 Mortal Kombats.
Yeah. First one was enough for me, and I was just like, yeah.
But why do we need a grittier, realer Mortal Kombat.
And what is it offered? Like, what does it offer? Do they all of a sudden, like, oh, now we got weapons in there? Like, how do they up the ante on a fighting game?
I don't know. I mean, I guess they don't pull the spine out anymore.
I could see the transition from a side scroller to a 3D environment. That would be worth it. But after that, it's like, what do I do now? Maybe if you could use the guitar from Guitar Hero now, and use it to fight with. But other than that, it's just the same old thing. You're paying $60 each time to play the same game.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't really buy fighting games because why would I pay $60 for that when I play it like a little bit and then I'm like, yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, you could just fight people in real life for free.
Yeah, here's the quote. The new title will be, quote, a lot more realistic looking. We're not going to joke around in this one. It's not going to be like jokes. I don't know what that means.
Was this translated from Japanese or something? Why? What's with the bad English?
Mortal Kombat creator Ed Boon. Doesn't sound Japanese.
No, I heard the...
He says it's a lot grittier, dirtier.
Dirtier.
What's that? It's going to be a fighting game, so definitely, but after that, anything can go.
So they're going to have vehicles in it, like the Warthog?
That doesn't sound like a fighting game.
It could be. You could punch people as you drive by. You know, get on motorcycles, you chase them down the street.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it'll be like an open... Oh, now I could see them doing this. If they had like a city, like Grand Theft Auto, and then they made it like a mega multiplayer online, and you just went around and people just walked through the city just fighting with each other. That would be interesting.
I don't think they're doing that, though. That would be interesting, but I don't think that's what's happening.
What a cool-ass game that would be, and you could pick up garbage cans and stuff. And you could go into every building and throw
people. You always want to go into every building.
That's what's going to happen in Grand Theft Auto 4.
You know, sometimes there's just buildings you don't want to go into.
I think that's.
Do you wander around the streets going into every building? You do, don't you?
I think it would be interesting. If they did that for Grand Theft Auto, this would be my video game idea pitch then, since that segment's gone. But in Grand Theft Auto, if they do make it where you can go into every building, they should have it where, like, and to gain money, you can sneak into people's houses at night, steal their equipment, take it to the pawn shop, like steal TVs, and they could have different types of TVs, like just an old-fashioned TV that takes forever to lug out of there, or a nice big flat-panel HD TV, and you'd get more money at the pawn shop for it, and you can boost up your money that way.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting idea. Yeah.
Yes.
And then if you did that thing where you had, like, 5 stars and you're running from the army and stuff, hold up in a house, hide inside a closet. How cool would that be?
I think we've all seen how that turns out usually. Do you remember a little boy named Elian Gonzalez?
He didn't die. He turned out well. He's doing good in Cuba.
How do you know? Been there lately?
Not since 1995.
One of the main games, though, that made me start wondering about franchises, Call of Duty. Call of Duty 4 has been announced recently. We get it. World War II.
Yeah. Maybe they should move on to a different war.
See, then I'd be okay. But they just keep doing World War II, and I'm like, I understand what happened.
Yeah, those goddamn Nazis.
Nobody likes Nazis. I get it.
Maybe we should do some research and see if those guys are Jewish or something, and this is just how they vent.
Maybe if it took place in Japan, I'd be more interested, but...
So how do you feel about the Halo franchise, do you think?
Well, see, I understand Halo because they're actually doing a storyline.
Yeah. And they're wrapping it up on this one. And they're not killing. And when you say franchise, you mean like Mario. They have Mario go-karts, Mario basketball.
Yeah, well, those are ridiculous too, but
yeah.
What are you going to do?
So do you think Halo Wars is...
Because
they seem to... That'd only be 4 games for Halo.
Yeah, that's not too bad, but still with Halo Wars right now, I'm on the fence. We'll see.
I can't resist. If there's a $130 box set one with the rest of the body that I can put the helmet on.
Yeah.
I'll have to get it.
So, yeah, I don't know.
And then I could dress a cat up in it.
I'm like, Halo 3, cool. Halo Wars, we'll see.
And there's no news on that one either. That website hasn't been updated since it launched.
That's because they just want you to get excited about it. You see the word Halo.
Yeah. And people are still on those message boards. It's like... Hasn't this thing been exhausted? What else could you talk about? There's no new news about it.
We're talking about it right now.
But yeah, I think, like, there definitely should be Grand Theft Auto. I don't know how much more they got left in them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand. They can make money because, let's face it, it's just a guy running around a city doing crimes.
Yeah.
People like it. People buy it. Okay. But still, you know, after a while...
You have to be pretty innovative to keep
there's
it
a
going.
Few. I mean, I haven't even played all the Grand Theft Autos because it's just like, okay.
I haven't played San Andreas.
I understand. Yeah, I haven't played San Andreas either.
I get my kicks off of Crackdown. That's the thing now. They got competition for those open sandbox type of things.
Yep.
And it's like you got things like Crackdown throwing in that nice super power element to it that makes it different.
And it's something that people, parents at least, could like better. Cause you're not a criminal.
Yeah, the good guy on this one.
Although, you don't really act that good in Crackdown. I'm always having to kill those cops because they get mad.
Because you accidentally shoot them.
Or run them over.
Yeah. They should learn to dive out of the way.
Or stop standing in the middle of the street shooting their gun in the air.
Yeah. You got to count for those bullets. Some dumbass cops. No wonder the city's rampant with crime.
When you're shooting your gun in the air, I think you're a criminal.
Yeah, they're calming the citizens down. Yeah, victory!
Hooray!
People are inside their home minding their business.
Well, the citizens sometimes pick up guns too, and then I kill them. Like, look, I'm a superpowered crazy person. Don't pick up a gun.
So what would you need? Like, if they came out with a Grand Theft Auto 5, what would be some elements you'd like in there to keep the franchise going? I say dogs and children, pets and children.
No.
You've never seen that in a franchise. When are they going to have children walk in the streets so I can run them over?
It was called Fallout.
That Fallout had it? Might have to go pick that up.
Fallout 3 coming out from... they're actually working on it now, and I'm very excited about that.
And why aren't there any pets? People walk their dogs?
There were pets in Fallout.
Could you run them over too?
Yes. Actually, you couldn't. No. You didn't have a car in Fallout 1.
Why are you bringing it up? They had dogs in Splinter Cell. You should have brought that up.
Fallout. No, I just remember Fallout because there were kids in Fallout. But if you had the European version, there weren't kids.
Oh,
because Europeans didn't like the fact that you could kill them.
It's all pretend.
But in the European version, there were still the voices of the kid. Like, there was like, you know, the text would appear above their head when they're running around the town. Because they were annoying. And they'd just run around and yell stuff. But in the European version, the text still appeared. There just were no children.
What if they did this? You could go into any house, and there's kids in there. They're about 12, and they got headsets on, and they're playing an Xbox 360, and they're just going, you're fag, you're gay, shut up, stupid. And then you can go in there and kill those kids.
No.
That'd be interesting. Just go in there, get in the chokehold, the Cheetos falling out of their mouth.
Why are you always obsessed with Cheetos?
Ever since Eric brought it up, I thought it was hilarious. With the Cheetos on the controller. How else are those things going to turn orange?
I don't want to know.
No.
Yes, I think your idea is horrible.
So that's it for your rant? I have no rant. I love video games, unlike you. You hater.
I am a hater. Ask around.
Why do you hate freedom?
Why don't you hate freedom?
All right, so that's it. Looks like we're clocking in about 50 minutes, 58, 56, 56 minutes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed it with just the two of us here.
Good times, good times.
Yeah, good times. It should change.
At least now I'll be able to recognize my voice.
Yeah.
Because sometimes other people on this thing sound like me. And I say, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
That doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like me. Who is it? Stop trying to copy me, Josh.
Yeah.
All right, I'd like to give a shout-out to Ashley. Say hi. We're getting a new house. You're going to come to it?
Congratulations.
You know, visit.
On living in the hood.
It's kind of hoodish, kind of thing. It's off McDuff.
I know.
Did you see it when you're driving home?
No.
Should have stopped by.
Yeah.
Probably start doing the podcast from there once we move in.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So then I can go there. 6 times a week. That's where I work.
Oh,
it's over
work
there.
There. Well, wouldn't you be getting off your class? Well, we're going to be moving when school's out, so.
Yeah.
Too bad.
It's rough. Right. I'm going to be moving too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I have no idea where.
So, is Santana buying the house?
I don't know.
Oh, goodbye.
I'm looking at a very nice cardboard box right now. I like a refrigerator box.
Nice. Do you go in the refrigerator?
When I splurge foods.
How are you backwards?
I probably keep leaning into this mic like this.
Why don't you just stay with it?
That's how you know I'm about to talk, is when I lean in. Hello? Is music playing right now? XYBA.
Yeah!
Podcast.
Good time.
That's sweet chickens.